Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted to be on our line, our radio broadcast this morning for our early morning prayer this morning with Prophetess Lisa Harris officiating. I just give God all the praise this morning and all the glory. We're going to bring her right on in. Good morning. Good morning, Prophetess. Hello? Hello?
Good morning. Hello, Pastor Dr. Deborah Deans.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm just fine and just praising the Lord for another day.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You could take it over.
Amen. Good morning to all who have joined us for the live radio broadcast. I just ask you, will pray with me as we approach the throne of glory on this morning. I do want to just do a short devotion. I'll start with a scripture reading. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers like counsel together. And the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointing, his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion, and I would declare and the decree. The Lord has said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possessions. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and you shall dash them into pieces like potter's vessel. Now, therefore, be wise, O kings. Be instructed, you judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in the Lord. Amen. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And I would like to just play a little praise and worship song.
Okay.
Would you be able to help me? Okay, thanks.
Well, I can play a devotion song right quick. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Shine on me. Shine on me, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, hallelujah.
Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, 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 glory.
Come on, God.
Hallelujah. We want the Lord to shine on us. Amen. I want the Lord to shine on us. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shine, oh God. Hallelujah on me. Shine, oh God, on your people, God. Let the anointing fall fresh, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. We just want to set the atmosphere, hallelujah, conducive to inviting the Lord, our great King, our majestic one, our Ancient of Days, to invite him into our life, to invite him into a new day. Hallelujah. Just going to start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, just thank you, Lord, for one more day of life, oh God. Thank you for watching over us, Lord, while we slept and slumbered all night long. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being God and God all by yourself, Lord.
Yes,
I pray that you will forgive us of all our sins. Forgive me for every known and unknown sin, Lord, sins of commission, sins of omission or commission, Lord.
Yes.
And I pray that you would just cleanse, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray that you will forgive us of offenses, Lord. Well, we may have offended someone, and it might have caused them to be upset, oh God. And I pray that you will touch hearts, Lord, if I've offended anyone. Hallelujah.
Yes,
first in the kingdom, oh God. And I pray that you will touch their hearts, their minds, their souls, Lord. And I pray that you will just help me, Lord. I forgive. Let me be forgiven, Lord God. Any offenses that I may have held in my heart, Lord, or anything that I have thought that wasn't right or said or whatever, Lord God, I pray that I will bind a strong man of offense. I bind up a strong man of confusion. I bind up a strong man of infighting. I bind up the strong man of ignorance and unnecessary violence and contempt and reproach. Lord, and I pray that you will restore in the mighty name of Jesus. Restore and renew and regenerate us mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, economically. Restore the love and the joy of our salvation, oh God. Jehovah God, in the name of Jesus. And I'm praying, oh God, for the city, the state, and the nation, even this United States of America. I'm praying for the city of St. Louis, and I'm praying for all the states of the Union. Lord God, I pray, oh God, for my elders, for my leaders. I pray for all my loved ones, my family, and my friends. Lord God, I pray for the enemies of the body of Christ, Lord, because I know that they don't have a full understanding of your chesed love. Your love endures forever. and your mercy reaches all generations, oh God. And I pray that if some lost soul, someone, Lord God, who may have strayed away from your kingdom, strayed away from your word, strayed away from hours of prayer, that they will be renewed and brought back in, oh God, and fully brought back to a wholeness, oh God, and restoredness of their joy and their strength. For the joy of the Lord, hallelujah, is our strength, hallelujah. And I'm praying, Lord, that you will allow the doors of the church to remain open, oh God, as long as there is seed time and harvest, Lord, that the people that need to understand who they are in you, they were predestined from the beginning of the world, Lord, when you set the framework in, Lord God, and let your children, hallelujah, the sons and daughters, the true sons and daughters of Yahweh, the true sons and daughters of Jehovah God, Abba, our Father, let us be magnified and glorify you, Lord. Sanctify us and renew us and regenerate us and restore us, oh God, that we are equipped to do your will, and let us enjoy the process. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I give you praise and thanks. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm not sure if anyone else has joined us today. If just want to open up the opportunity if anyone has a specific prayer request.
You could pray for a Palpatine.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Lord, and ask you, Lord, according to your word, Lord God, that you will touch and heal and revive Apostle Edward Deans, Lord God, even in his absence. Lord, I pray that you will just strengthen him, Lord God. Strengthen him, mind, body, soul, and spirit, oh God. And I just want to ask that you would deliver him from anything or anyone that's attacking him, Lord God, in the spirit realm because of his anointing, because of his calling, Lord God. And I just pray that he will be encouraged, Father God. And I pray that young men, hallelujah, will be drawn to him, God, that he can instruct, encourage, and exhort and admonish, oh God, because we need this young men, the men of our generation, to be strengthened and to be encouraged and to know that we love them, hallelujah, especially the men of God, hallelujah, in the body of Christ, hallelujah, and in the fivefold ministry, Lord God. And we're praying for their sons and their daughters, oh God. We're praying for their income. We're praying for their economy. We're praying for their military might. We're praying for their strategic genius. We're praying for their intellect, their brilliance to come forth. We're praying for their patience and that they will bear the fruit, glory to God. We're praying for their mantles, oh God, the mantles after the likes of Barak and Ezra and Mordecai and King David and King Solomon and all the apostles, men that follow Christ Jesus. We're praying, Lord God, for them in their stations and in their places, Lord God. And I pray that Apostle Deans, Lord God, will be restored and renewed and be encouraged and exhorted in the mighty name of Jesus. I cast down strongholds. I cast down anything attacking him in the name of Jesus. And I bind up the strong man of infirmity. I bind up the strong man of heavy burdens. I bind up the strong man of anything, Lord God, that will stop and hinder his deliverance and his healing, oh God. It's in the mighty name of Jesus. I exhort and encourage and lift up his wife, Apostle Dr. Deborah, hallelujah, Deans, hallelujah. And I pray, Lord God, that you will bless her, be strengthened, oh God, for her faithfulness to take care of her husband, for her example, oh God, of taking care of her husband, her home, and her family, hallelujah, without forsaking the ministry, oh God. And I thank you for them both, God, for being example in the kingdom of what kingdom marriage is about, sticking together, keeping it together, and keeping you first foremost. Hallelujah, the kingdom business. Hallelujah. And I pray that they will be encouraged, and I pray that all that they need will be given unto their bosom in their coffers and their home. I pray that you will just put angels of protection around them to bless their coming in and their going out, oh God, and bless their children, bless their grandchildren, and bless all their sons and daughters in ministry. Bless their leaders and those who watch for their souls. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I thank and give you praise. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there any other prayer requests this morning? Well, I did
pray for my mother.
Pray for your mother?
Yes.
Okay. What's your mother's name?
Betty Boach.
Lord God, I just want to lift up the woman of God, Betty. Did you say Betty Birch?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I pray for Betty Birch, Sister Betty Birch, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, you know what it is that she has need of, oh God, and I'm praying that you will touch right now, Father God. What seems impossible with man is possible with you, Heavenly Father. I pray that she be strengthened, and I pray that she be encouraged in her relationship with you. And I pray for her daughter, Lord God, just having a heart to pray for her mother. Father God, I pray for this mother, Lord God. I pray that, Lord God, whatever time and season it is in her life, Lord, that you will strengthen her for the journey and that she will have the joy of the Lord as her strength. Lord God, I pray that you will lead and guide her. I pray, Lord God, that you will build her up where she may feel torn down, oh God. And I pray that you will put a praise in her mouth. I pray that you will put singing in her heart. And I pray that for a fresh anointing to fall fresh on her, oh God. I pray that you will fill her with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, to break off anything, oh God, that's not like you, that may burden her or make her feel down, oh God. And I cast down heavy burdens. I cast down enemy encroaching on her territory, on her home, on her family, oh God, on her children and her grandchildren, Lord God. You know all about it, Father God, hallelujah. And I pray, Lord God, that you know that some of us need you for one thing while others need you for something else, oh God. And I just pray that her friends, her family, her loved ones around her, Lord God, will encourage her, oh God, and may she be an encourager. May she exhort and use her gifts for the God's kingdom and feel encouraged to do so. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we lift up Mother Betty, oh God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, I just want to thank you and thank you for another day of life. I thank you, Lord, for the honor and the opportunity to serve you. I thank you for your patience. I thank you for your ever-loving kindness. I thank you for strengthening me. I thank you for just allowing me to be surrounded by true saints of the Most High God and people that want to see good things happen in our families, in our marriages, in our city, state, and country. I thank you for prayer warriors, oh God, intercessor prayer warriors. I thank you for the prophet and the priest. I thank you for the bishop and the apostle. I thank you for the teacher and the pastor and the evangelist. I thank you for people that are still joining the church, still coming into the kingdom because they know that it's something missing without you, God. I thank you that truth is still reigning, and I thank you that we can worship you and serve you in spirit and in truth because we can be honest about our burdens. We can be honest about our faults. We can be honest about our failures, and I pray that you will wipe our slate clean and throw our sins and our limitations and our problems into the sea of forgetfulness and let us march on in your glory. Let us be strengthened in our faith. Let us be encouraged, hallelujah, with the boldness to come before your throne of glory and ask what we might, oh God, because you said you will do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or think. And we come approaching you this morning most humbly, my heavenly Father God, thanking you and believing and trusting in you that you're able to get us through and what you call us to, you equipped us for it, Lord God. And I just thank you, Hallelujah. And I'm asking that you would help us to bear the fruit of the Spirit. I'm asking for holy war and angels to continue to camp all around us in our coming and going. And I'm praying, oh God, that you will help us to love one another even more stronger, because this is a new commandment that Jesus left with the apostles. And I decree and declare, hallelujah, we will not forsake,
yes,
hallelujah, the Apostles' Creed, hallelujah. And I bind up every demonic lie. I bind up every demonic failure. I bind up every demonic opposition coming against the people of God and our families and the regions that you've set us over to pray for, to watch for, oh God, to contend for. Hallelujah, contending for the faith. And I'm praying that you will help your body of Christ, your church, the ecclesia. All over the world, Lord, those who are the redeemed, let us say so. Grant us wisdom, grant us knowledge, grant us to move in the Holy Spirit and move most congenially among each other, hallelujah, that others will be encouraged and know that Jesus is real. Hallelujah, we serve a risen Savior with our power, dominion, and glory, hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name, hallelujah. I lift up these prayers, let them be set, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. I just wanted to see if there were any more prayer requests at this time. Glory to God.
I would like to just be prayed for.
Amen. And who am I speaking with?
This Ray.
Pastor
Morin.
Did you have a specific prayer request? Seemed like you were supposed to say something.
No, I don't have a specific prayer request.
Okay. Amen. Amen. It's good to hear from you all today. Thank you, Lord, for Prophetess Ray Morton, Lord God, Prophetess Mrs. Ray Morton, Lord God. I just lift her and her husband up, and I ask you to cover them. Lord God, I ask you to cover them and their children, oh God. Cover them financially, Lord God. This is a young family, Lord God, in love with the Lord. Hallelujah. And I pray, Lord God, and they cover so much ground, oh God, even with their children, even being married, Lord God. They cover a lot of ground, hallelujah, and they support the ministry. Young people, an example of today of kingdom marriage, Lord God. And I pray that whatever trouble that they find themselves dealing with, whatever burdens, whatever hardship, hallelujah, I pray that you will break that band of burdensome vexation or whatever it is. I bind up backlash and problems and situations because of the boldness of the Lord in their life and the mantle that they have to carry, oh God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray that Prophetess Morin Ray, Ray Morin, Lord, let her be encouraged in her ministry, oh God. Let her be encouraged all the more in her faith, God. I know she has a hunger for the things of God, oh Lord, and I pray that she will win other sisters over, other mothers over, other wives over, oh God, convincing them that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, oh God. And I pray, Lord God, that you will keep them, Lord, with traveling grace and mercy, oh God. Bless them, oh God, with all they need to raise their sons, oh God, their children, oh God, and may they be encouraged and love and experience the joy, continue to experience the joy, the wonders, and the blessing it is to be in a family of faith, a family of Jehovah, and a family with children who love God and who love them, Lord. Bless them all the days of their life, oh God, traveling grace and mercy upon them, Lord. And I pray that you would just anoint their doorposts in the name of Jesus by the shed blood of the holy slain Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I pray that they will be encouraged to continue to be bold for the faith and let them find favor in the marketplace, in the church, and in their neighborhood, wherever they go. Let them find favor and win many over. Hallelujah. For the kingdom of God. in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I cast down burdens in the name of Jesus. Any heaviness, oh God, any weariness, oh God, I pray that you will renew her in her strength, renew her in her faith, and let her enjoy her being a woman and a wife. Hallelujah. Let her husband, hallelujah, just enjoy basking in her love, hallelujah, and strengthen them and encourage them, oh God, to stick to and stay together in the name of Jesus. May they children raise up and call them best, and may they have an anointing, hallelujah. It's in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there any other prayer requests at this time? Please feel free just to speak up. Amen. Well, Lord, I just want to thank you, Lord, for anti-men and women of war, global ministries, the prayer ministry, Lord God, and life support outreach ministry, Lord God. And I just thank you, Lord God, for all the local churches. I thank you, whatever city or state or nation, those that have kept the doors of the church open. Thank you for anyone seeing and tithes and offerings in, pastoral care given unto the children's ministry so that the work of God can go on and so that your church will still be considered a prayer, a room of prayer, a house of prayer, a refuge, a place where we can come and assemble ourselves to take communion together and bask in the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for people that don't know Jesus in the pardon of their sins. They don't may not know or understand the forgiveness that you extend to us in our humanity, in our fallenness. But even after that, Lord God, you give us purpose. You give us divine purpose. You give us favor, and you strengthen us through hard times, Lord. And I pray that you will strengthen us for the hard time to come. I pray, Lord God, for grace and mercy. According to Psalm 67:1, Lord God, be merciful unto us and bless us and cause your face to shine upon us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Equip and qualify us, strengthen us, O God, that we and our families may escape the judgment when it comes. We're praying early. You say seek you early while you may be found, O God, and we're seeking you early, early in the morning, early after we've heard the prophets and the prophetess, after we've heard the correction and the exhortation and the admonishment, after we read scripture, Lord God, let it come forth and let us apply it and strengthen us, Lord. Equip us with the power and dominion and authority to call off rulers of darkness off of regions, off of cities, off our families, off our children, off all the pillars of our society, Lord God. Let us lift up, glory to God, our magistrates, our presidents, our kings, our queens, our rulers, our ambassadors, prime ministers, oh God. And I pray, Lord, for the republic. One nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. Help us to rule right. Help us to discern righteous legislation and pray for it until we get a breakthrough so that there will be commonwealth for all without taking anyone's inheritance, without, Lord God, leaving anyone out. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for favor for the prophet and the fivefold ministry, for the apostle, the bishops, our pastors, teachers, leaders, oh God, evangelists, oh God. Favor, I pray that you prepare the hearts of the people to receive the engrafted word of God and just have a hunger and thirst for righteousness and to see the good for the next generation, oh God. Lord, you know all that we have need of, oh God. And we cast all our burdens down and we bring our all to the altar. And we ask that you will sanctify us once again and be glorified in and through our lives, oh God. Be pleased, oh God. Let us come forth as pure gold. Let us walk worthy of our gifts and callings. Let us be strengthened and encouraged, Lord God. Help us to overcome faults. Help us to overcome things, oh God, while we're in the process of sanctification. Let grace and mercy cover us and keep us. It's in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We lift your name up on high and praise you and ask you, Lord, to be pleased, oh God, with our work. Be pleased, oh God, with our lives, oh God, and help us to stay in sweet communion of the Holy Spirit between you and thee, oh God, and us be with each other and our loved ones. And let us find favor wherever you will plant us, in the society, in the nations, oh God, in the city, the state, and marketplace, and definitely in the body of Christ and in your church. It's in the name of Jesus I ask that our angels will prevail in strength against our enemies and bless us and keep us. In the name of Jesus Christ is my prayer. Amen. 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 Are there any other prayer requests? Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Dr. Deborah Deans, if there is no other prayer request, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to pray and thank you for just your leadership and for your encouragement and just, you know, your patience. And I pray that you all will pray my strength in the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, prophetess. We just thank and praise God for the opportunity to have prayer together this morning. I give God all the praise. We're going to get ready to let you go. Wait a minute. There's maybe some more on here. Hold on. Wait a minute. Anybody else need prayer? Is there anybody else need prayer on the line? Because by mistake I had it muted. Does anybody else need prayer? Amen. God bless you all today, and we just thank Prophetess for being on this morning. I think she has one more week, one more Tuesday, and then whoever is next in June will come forth. So, amen. God bless you all. You all have a blessed and wonderful day. We'll be on our Bible class on tonight at 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern Time. God bless you. Have a good day now.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Love you all.
Amen. Love you.
Love you.
Amen. All right. Praise God.